Hello, this is Matt Schlick from the Matt Schlick Live podcast, where I defend the Christian faith and lay out our foundations of the truth of God's Word. Your chosen Truth Network podcast is starting in just a few seconds. Enjoy it, share it, but most of all, thank you for listening and for choosing the Truth Podcast Network.
This is the Truth Network.
Our nation's cities have been on fire. Minneapolis, the site of this egregious, brutal police cruelty, murder, this officer with his knee on this man's neck, and the 8 minutes of video that no one wants to watch that just has traumatized so many, and it's led to peaceful protest, but it's led to violent protest. I'm Stu Epperson, and I want to welcome you all, and I'm my heart has been heavy all week, and of course, if anyone that's seen or listened to Christian radio, like so many people listen to this program, I want to say hey to all of our brand new AFR listeners on stations across the country, across the world that are listening, all of our great affiliates of this program. But I really was tickled to death when I had a chance to meet in a non-combative, non-wrestling way, because this guy is the Russian nightmare, a former world champion wrestler who is now on fire for Christ, who's battling in the army of God and leading people to Christ, also launching a new show himself, Nikita Koloff. And Nikita, your heart's heavy because you've got some roots, my friend, in that part of the world, Minneapolis, Minnesota. So when you saw those streets, those street signs, and heard the news, it really hit you a little different, didn't it?
Stu, great to be with you. I posted something recently about being a native of Minneapolis, Minnesota. Grew up in the projects of Minneapolis, and what I said then and what I'll say now is that's where I really learned to love people of all color, and then raise my children to love people of all color. And I mean, some of my all time favorite music is Motown. Some of my best friends are black, and so I grieve along with all of them, and with all those out there who are hurt and where there's anger. And but yeah, close to home, Minneapolis, right where I grew up.
Well, Nikita, when you share your testimony, you know, being in wrestling, being in that culture, coming to Christ, you know, somewhere toward the end of your wrestling run, but, you know, you also talk a lot of racism. You know, you and Roy, you guys get together, do these awesome conferences. You have your man up, your man camps, all your new program that's going to be awesome. But you talk about bringing black and white together. What is the message that you see bring healing? When you see a black man and a white man embracing each other, praying together on their knees, tell us about how we get there, and tell us about how, if you have a megaphone to the country right now, which you kind of do with this national program, what's your message?
Well, and what you just described, I have done and will continue to do, you know, embrace and hug a brother of another color, get on my knees together, pray together with that brother. And it really, I think at the core, something else I posted recently on social media is that at the core, really, it's an issue of the heart. I mean, we can look at the color of someone's skin, and you know, in fact, I'm reminded of the Bible where it says, you know, God talked about man looking at the outward appearance, but God looking at the heart.
Amen.
And the challenge for all of us is to get past, you know, the color of somebody's skin and their outward appearance,
yep,
and get to know somebody at the heart level. And that's the key, I feel, to any sort of reconciliation, whether it's black and white, brown, yellow, or people of any color.
Yeah, that's something. So getting to the heart, and, you know, you're from Minneapolis, but this thing is spiraled out. Now there's people out there protesting peacefully that are literally, you know, even praying. I mean, I watched on YouTube a buddy of mine on my Instagram page. I hope everyone will go to my Instagram page, and you liked it too, with that black hand, white hand, you know, whole in lock together with the scripture above it, you know, how we're called to love our neighbor. If you don't love your neighbor, you're not of God. And so you see Christians, even Christians that are marching peacefully, singing praise and worship songs, like the Atlanta video I saw. But you see some people that aren't of God that are burning, tearing down windows. I mean, lynch, you know, literally destroying and lambasting these stores and taking stuff that's not theirs and shooting people. Four cops killed in St. Louis. you know, with this, you know, really harmful thing. So there's, you know, we don't want to turn a blind eye to that, but also there, it's heartbreaking though to see that, you know, in the last days, men will grow evil. You know, that you have this, a lot of those guys have no idea who George Floyd was. They haven't seen the picture of him holding the Bible with his basketball guys. They know nothing about his brother who spoke an impassioned message this week, who told all the looters to go home and quit doing this garbage. And he said these words. He said, "We're a God-fearing family." Mm. But what's your message to people out there about dealing with that? Such a painful thing to watch, all that evil.
Well, I think, again, just an illustration of the times in which we live. And I think it's pretty clear that there's two sides. There's good and there's evil. Mm. We live in a fallen world. We live in a very broken world. And so we're just visibly seeing, really, I would say, the manifestation of that fallenness, mm. that brokenness, by people who are doing those mm. sorts of things. And I'd be hard-pressed to believe that they have a relationship with Jesus, yeah. and that if they did, I would like to think they would not be doing those sorts of things.
Yeah, think of that verse in Corinthians where Paul, he comes out hard against people who are immoral. He comes out hard in 1 Corinthians 6 against people who were idolatrous, immoral, abusing their bodies. And he comes out, but he says, "But such were some of you." In other words, you know, so the Christians that are sitting there thinking, "Oh man, I would never be like that. I would never loot, and I would never." But he says, "Such were some of you." Will you talk about Nikita Koloff before Christ and Nikita Koloff after Christ, and then use that as a way to invite people to really the end game of everything you do, the ultimate three count that we all have to take when we bow our knee to Him.
Yeah, and I don't, you know, BC, before Christ in my life, I wouldn't have considered myself, you know, a horrible guy, but at the same time, I couldn't envision myself, even without Jesus in my life, crashing, you know, bricks through windows and stealing stuff that wasn't mine, you know, destroying property that wasn't mine. Since coming to Christ, you know, it's been a transition for me to go from not knowing Him to coming to know Him in a personal way, inviting Him into my heart, going, if you will, from the dark side, which my wrestling career might have even illustrated a bit of that, right? The epitome of evil, the Russian bear and the Russian nightmare, the epitome of evil, seeing the light, if you will, and coming and partnering with Dusty Rhodes right. as the superpowers.
The American dream.
American dream, baby, yeah. And it even actually, you like that, don't you?
I love it.
And it actually illustrates my own personal journey of once, you know, born into iniquity, as I was, birthed from the canal of my mother into iniquity, and then 17 October 1993, seeing the light, capital L, and given my life to Jesus, and since that time now, on a crusade to spread the gospel far and wide to as many people as I possibly can, and hopefully see reconciliation, not just between black and white, but the reconciliation of our lost heart to the heart of God.
Wow, that's great. And, you know, this guy's been all over the world preaching the gospel. You've been in how many countries?
Currently 30 different countries so far.
Okay, and Nikita Koloff Ministries, what's your website, Nikita?
Just Koloff.org. Keep it simple, Koloff.org.
I like it. Awesome. You know, what's cool is you Google him or you watch the videos, and I put some things up. And the beauty of that is you have videos of you wrestling. I mean, and by the way, just from his personal, this teenager, when I was a teenager, you don't know who was, there's never been a happier day in my life other than coming to Christ, obviously, and meeting my sweet wife and having my kids and all those things. But in terms of just an entertainment, you know, monument day, I could probably know exactly where I was, you know, eating a pizza and sipping, you know, orange juice and watching you guys. The day that you turned from running in league in tandem with the bad guys, you know, you turned your back on the Flairs and the Blanchards and the Andersons and the Four Horsemen, and then those wrestling people are tracking with me. And then you went over with Dusty Rhodes and, you know, the Boogie Woogie Man and the Junkyard Dog, the good guys. That was just like a epic moment. So we were so glad you did that. But even more importantly, turning people from darkness to light. And you've set out your second career as an evangelist, how God's used that first career as a platform. World champion wrestler. I mean, you were the highest of high. People were mad at you for retiring because you were body slamming, you know, Vader, 490 pounds, you know, right. And all these things, cage matches, world championship, all that stuff. The most hated man at one time, but Nikita Koloff, who's our guest, you came to Christ, and now you're turning people back to Him. And I guess in this time, we want to be gracious with our black friends who are, and you know, the Bible says bear each other's burdens. So really prayerful, gracious, and speaking to the injustice of the land, but bringing up Jesus early and often in this conversation is so critical, like you're doing with your ministry, right, Nikita?
100%. At the end of the day, I think the only thing that's going to bring, again, true reconciliation, peace, and unity is that personal relationship with Jesus among men. And that as we advocate that and spread that word, that message, then perhaps we'll see a greater sense of peace and unity Amen. In our nation and around
yeah.
the world.
Yeah, and I honed in. I was watching the looters, and God broke my heart for one guy who was doing horrible things. And I was angry. I'm like, someone needs to grab that kid and put him in handcuffs. Then the Lord told me, broke my heart, and said, pray for him. Mm-hmm. So I prayed the Lord would save that kid, because mm-hmm. that kid could get saved. That kid could be like you, preaching the gospel all over the world and leading people to Christ. If it weren't for the grace of God, there go I. Mm-hmm. So I think that that's what we're praying, and that we see what people can be. And that's not to stop the wheels of justice, and that's not to, there. You know, actions have consequences. But during this tough time, we all agree on one thing. We need Jesus, and He's the only one that can help us. Amen?
That is it. I mean, we're going to pray. We're going to have conversations. We're going to, you know, address the elephant in the room, and at the same time, yes, it all comes down to that personal relationship, and that's what, more than anything, what I intend to promote from here on out with the remainder of breath and life that I have left.
Awesome. We're gonna have a podcast of this available. If you go to our you know, Truth Talk Weekend, download the podcast. And we're working on maybe changing the name of the show, the whole show, to Experience Truth. We're working on that too. We'll keep you posted on that. But follow me on Instagram. You'll see a cool video of me and Nikita on Instagram. Instagram is what I call it. Facebook and all the social media. And thank you again to all of our awesome radio stations for carrying this program, all of our partners nationwide and worldwide. And thank you, Nikita Koloff, for bringing people to Christ in the real battle for souls, which is now what you're involved in. And we're excited to hear your new program as the Lord leads and that comes out. I think you're interviewing Lex Luger here soon for one of your segments too, right?
The Total Package, who was known as the Total Package. In my world, he's now the Complete Package, because yeah. he surrendered his life to Jesus, and the Lord reconnected us after many years of separation from the wrestling circles, and has now brought us back together to minister together and tag team together and win souls.
Amen. God bless you, man. Thank you. I want to say a special thank you to a wonderful partner helping us advance the message of this program, of the gospel. And the thank you goes out to MyPillow.com. Mike Lindell, the inventor and CEO, has now opened his heart to say thank you as well. He wants to give you the opportunity to do what I've done. I've slept on this pillow. I love MyPillow. I sleep better. What would you give for a good night's sleep? Right now, for the first time, you can get deep discounts on all the MyPillow products. I'm talking about the MyPillows, the mattress toppers, the bed sheets, and the body pillow. All their products right now, all you got to do is go to mypillow.com and click on the new radio listener specials. Mypillow.com, click on the new radio listener specials, and you'll save big. You won't believe the savings. Just enter promo code TRUTH when you get there. All these products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. You can also call this toll-free number, 800-944-5396. Thank you, MyPillow, for partnering with us to advance the good news of the gospel. And thank you to all you guys that have checked them out and supported our sponsors.